This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Top diplomats said Sunday further progress had been made at talks between Iran and global powers to try to negotiate and restore a landmark 2015 agreement to contain Iranian nuclear development, which then U.S. President Donald Trump pulled Washington out of unilaterally in 2018. The diplomats say it is now up to the governments involved in the negotiations to make political decisions. It was the first official meeting since Iran's hardline judiciary chief won a landslide victory in the country's presidential election last week. Some diplomats expressed concern that Iran's election of Ibrahim Raisi as president could complicate a possible return to the agreement. The U.S. does not have a representative at the table in Vienna. However, the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled willingness to rejoin the deal under terms that would broadly see the U.S. scale back sanctions and Iran return to its 2015 nuclear commitments. Myanmar's junta leader has flown out of the country to attend a conference in Moscow, state media reported on Sunday, his second trip abroad since seizing power in February. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing will attend the Moscow Conference on International Security, scheduled to be held from June 22nd through the 24th. Military-controlled television network MRTV reported Sunday. Since taking power, he has traveled abroad only to attend a regional summit hosted by Indonesia in April. The army overthrew a civilian government led by Aung San Suu Kyi after her administration dismissed its allegations of fraud over her party's landslide election victory in November. The UN General Assembly on Friday called for the halt to the flow of arms to Myanmar and urged the military to respect November elections. This